You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Now more of Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. It is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Home Run Derby is tonight. Jones.
Yeah.
Your participants. Byron Buxton, Junior Caminero, Jazz Chisholm Jr., O'Neal Cruz, Matt Olson, Cal Raleigh, Brent Rooker, James Wood. Who's winning and why?
Okay, well, we both agree the Big Dumper is going to win, right? How are you going to bet against the Big Dumper?
Well, he is the heavy favorite, so maybe you don't want to bet on the Dumper.
No, that's what I'm saying. But, like,
but you think he's, yeah, he's
if I were going to pick somebody, I would pick the Dumper.
Okay.
So now, non-Dumper division, you got to pick somebody. Who would I pick?
In the non-Dumper division?
I think it would be O'Neal Cruz or James Wood. I think I'd lean James Wood in that. Now, I haven't looked. What you have the full odds in front of you? Like, who's the second favorite?
I don't have the full odds in front of me.
I'll pull him up if you want.
But he was, like, pretty. He was, like, plus 295, so there's still a juice with the Big Dumper.
Yep.
I heard Scheim give his pick today on Hammer the Scheim. You know who he went with.
Yeah, but he went with, like, exit velo. He didn't even go with who was going to win,
No, he did. No, he picked both.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Because you can also bet on that.
Did he go O'Neal Cruz?
No, he went James Wood. He said O'Neal Cruz
for exit
is expected to have the highest.
Maybe somehow that's all I heard. I heard exit that. I didn't hear. So he picked James Wood.
Yeah.
So Raleigh, I'm seeing, is the favorite, followed by O'Neal Cruz, then James Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Olson, Rooker, Buxton, Chisholm, Caminero.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... Mm-hmm. And Olson, I bet, is even fourth at plus 800 because he's at home in Atlanta. So I think if you're choosing between Raleigh, Cruz, and Wood, those would make sense. I would go James Wood in the non-Dumper division, but I think Big Dumper's going to win it.
All right.
It's Dumper's world. We're all just living it.
It seriously is. Yeah. The guy is an absolute machine. He's been fantastic.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a grab bag.
Topical.
Very topical. Superman in theaters right now. We just did a Dork Minute on it. We'll have a full Dork recap tonight. Spoiler free at first, then spoiler full. We'll be doing the Superman movie, as well as Ironheart, a Marvel television series.
Oh, so you get both
Disney
there.
Plus. Yeah, we have both. Nice. It's going to be a busy night, that's for sure.
Grab bag.
All right, we need a around the room, a Mount Rushmore home run derby, all-time home run derby team.
Okay.
Four guys.
Yeah.
You can only have four. We're not going to go eight. We're not going to make you have eight. But you have any four players in the history of the great game of ours.
Yeah.
Who are your four guys, sock and dingers?
I'm guessing mine's just from 1998.
Is it the 98 derby?
I mean, I'm guessing it's close. Okay. McGuire, Sosa, Bonds, Griffey?
Griffey has to be on there.
I think those would be my four.
Yeah, mine would be Griffey, Bonds. But then I might go...
Going to Babe?
I might go Manny Ramirez.
Yeah.
Willie Mays.
Nice.
Yeah.
He'd smack some taters.
Yeah, but see, I got two lefties, two righties. Oh, no. Give me Gary Sheffield. Take Mays out. Give me Gary Sheffield. I want the violent swing.
So you're not no big dumper, I've noticed.
No, I'm going again pretty much same wheelhouse as you, but two righties, two lefties. That way, no matter what ballpark I'm going to, they can put on a show.
Nice.
You want to hit the warehouse? Hit the warehouse.
Hey, you want to pop one in the drink?
You want to smack one over the monster there? Go ahead.
Coke bottles? Go for it. Billy? Yeah.
Bonds, Junior, Maguire, Frank Thomas.
Oh, big Herb. Big Herb's a good one. Big Herb's a good one.
I'll never not be. After watching him in Pittsburgh 100 years ago, it was awesome.
I thought you were a Sosa guy.
No, I'm a Sosa guy. So am I supposed to go by like performance, like just a person or like individual?
It's your list. You go how you want.
So I would put like Sosa and Millipak on that list. I would put Frank Thomas in Pittsburgh on that list. Maguire at Fenway on that list. Junior in Baltimore on that list.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Did I do it right that time?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
And
Nick?
I have no idea.
Nick's
Josh,
like
Josh
Mike
Hamilton.
Trout, Aaron Judge.
Prince Fielder.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe Judge should be in there if we're being honest with each other.
Judge probably should be.
Polar Bear.
Well, that was, I heard
Polar Bear's taking him down left and right.
Did you hear Wiggy's argument? He's like, I'm not going
to
watch tonight because.
Yeah, he wanted
Ohtani and Judge aren't in it.
He's playing video games. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
Also, it's the dunk contest argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But, like, this is way more star studded than the dunk.
It is. It is a much more star studded field.
The last Ohtani Derby, he didn't even get out of the first round.
I said Judge, but Ohtani's another good name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's not as star-studded as it could be. I do agree with that. But, yeah, it's not as bad as the dunk contest.
Like, I'd put Matt Stairs in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, you're not going to tune in if that's a top four.
No,
that guy
that's
crushed
true.
The baseball.
That's the Justin
Glenn Allen
Bore.
Hill, Mickey Tendleton,
William Opeña.
Jose Bautista was great.
Dante Bichette.
Ooh, Dante Bichette. Dante Bichette.
Oh, Helton. I'd put Helton on my list.
Yeah, would you guys have
Helton? I like Helton. Helton Delgado. I like those two.
I like Delgado. Helton?
Would you?
Home run derby, not a doubles derby.
Doubles derby.
Doubles derby.
Yep, that's fine.
You have to hit him ground rule doubles.
Yeah, Durant.
You have to change Durant, your swing, so it's just ground rule doubles.
You want Durant.
Durant would be good at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'll duck snort to left, and he'd get a double.
He's going to leg you one out. That's true, yeah.
Should they also have to do a bat flip, and then you get points based on how good your bat flip
is?
Yeah,
I hadn't thought about that, but 1,000%, yes. Trying to strike a chord,
and it's probably a grab bag.
Not bad. Quick and to the point. We don't have enough of those.
The Major League Baseball draft is ongoing, as Craig Breslow would refer to the negotiations with Alex Bregman.
The whole draft confuses. There were four rounds last night, and there's more today. The whole thing confuses me now.
Yeah, there's a lot happening.
50 rounds.
Okay, sorry.
The Red Sox have, I think, 20 picks, give or take. They've already used a pile of them. I'll just give you the positions
that
they've gone so far.
Yeah.
Pitcher, shortstop, pitcher, shortstop, pitcher, pitcher, pitcher.
Nice.
They have a type.
Breslow has
a type.
You're
a pitcher, shortstop type.
A reverse ball draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The second guy they picked, Nick mentioned this earlier, but I know there's a lot of changeover on the audience. Not everybody was listening at 10:17 this morning. Marcus Phillips, who they drafted out of Tennessee, 6'4", 250.
Nice.
Early nominee, Hossley.
Real early. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. But
crazy early.
You throw out as many nominees as you want. No, I think 16 of Breslow's first 22 draft picks, this number has changed as the draft's gone on.
Yeah.
16 of his first 22 are pitchers. So he's obviously.
They've gone all college, too.
Nice.
That was there were some guys, it was the Cleveland staff. Remember, this was a discussion a couple years ago. I mean, like, the Red Sox have had really bad pitchers in their organization. Some of these other teams have been a lot better at it, and they've gotten guys to the majors a lot quicker. And high school kids is such a crapshoot. Whereas you look here, they've almost gone all top to bottom. They've gone, I believe, pitchers from college.
Yeah, and the first kid they drafted was on Baseball America's list to reach the majors by
2026.
Next year, not this year.
Every day I 49ers wide receiver Juwan Jennings says, give me a new contract or you can trade me. But you have any interest in Juwan Jennings?
Well, yes, actually. Okay. If he's available, I really like Juwan Jennings. I watch a good amount of Niners. Wife's a Niners fan.
That's awesome.
Father-in-law Niners fan. I watch a good amount of Niners.
Sick brag, bro.
I think him with Diggs actually would be kind of a nice room, but I've also read, as much as he's demanding a new contract, he's not going to hold out, so my guess is he goes nowhere.
Yeah, you're not really demanding
it. Doesn't seem like a very effective...
Please! I want a new deal, please!
It doesn't feel like a very effective
way to get a new contract.
No.
Got
Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
Dallas Mavericks are shutting down Cooper Flagg for the remainder of the NBA Summer League. He played in two games.
First game, not very good. Second game, better. Significantly better, yeah. I get shutting it
much
down.
Better. So that's enough. That's enough for you, sir. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got
till it's gone? You be in paradise and put up a grab bag.
Louisiana Tech heading back to the Sun Belt.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Where were they?
Not in the Sun Belt.
They're back there, though.
Grab bag.
Karl Malone approves.
Are the Red Sox in first place? That's going to be one of the new daily questions.
Oh.
I think.
Well, no, they're not.
No?
No, but it's a good question.
Grab bag.
We'll decide your fate.
I am the grab bag.
Not yet.
All right. Do you want a daily Rafael Devers update?
Yeah, I almost spoiled that earlier.
Do you want that?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
They're doing terribly. The Giants are no longer a playoff team. And he's still stuck on two home runs with the team. He's hitting 225, and it's just a mess.
202.
No, oh, sorry, 202. Excuse me, even worse.
202. Yeah, Rafi.
He's even worse.
Rafi, are you playing while there in San Francisco?
No.
He's also not played the field.
No.
He's not played a
lot. They're 11-14. Red Sox are 16-9 since the trade.
Yikes. Turn on the radio. All right, final day before the All-Star break. Let's take a look at who the top baseball performers were from yesterday. Jones,
okay.
Was it Kyle Stowers?
Yes, I think it already was.
Kyle Stowers. Yeah. Let's probably wrap it up. 5-for-5, homered not once, not twice, but thrice. Drove in 6 and scored 4 times.
In one game, he has more home runs than Devers does for the Giants.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
I think it's probably him, but what else you got?
Yeah. Was it Julio Rod? Who went 2-for-3 with a home run, 2 RBI, 3 runs scored, and a steal.
I mean, I like all that, but no.
And yet he can't play in the All-Star game?
Nope.
Looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Was it TJ Friedel? 2-for-3, home run, 3 runs?
No.
Andrew Benintendi? 3-for-3, home run?
No.
Solo shot?
No.
Or was it Xander Bogaerts? 2-for-2, 2 swipes?
No.
Was it Yuri Perez? 7 scoreless with 6 K.
No, I just learned about him. Apparently, the Marlins aren't trading him. But that, good. I'd have him number 2 on the list.
Was it Yoshinobu Yamamoto? 7 scoreless, 7 Ks.
Wow.
7.
Seven's wild.
7.
Was it Shota Imanaga? 7 innings. 1 run, 6 Ks.
No.
Was it?
No, it's Kyle Stowers.
Nathan Eovaldi.
Ooh,
7 and 2/3.
Yeah.
1 earned, 8 Ks. Or was it Nick Pavetta? No. 6 2/3, scoreless, 8 Ks. There's 4 former Red Sox.
Yeah, the guy's a machine in San Diego. But that's a very important qualifier because he wouldn't be doing any of that here. Stowers.
Yes. All-star.
Yeah. As I said Stowers. It 5 times. Yeah, it's Stowers.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's.
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, admittedly, I am a little shooketh based on the last random player being Ben Grieve for the 3rd time.
Well, at least 2.
So, just because it's been an answer before doesn't mean it won't be an answer again.
No.
So, no Red Sox game tonight, so no opponent to look at. However, there is a home run derby. So, I'm going with a former home run derby participant.
This guy couldn't have done well, but okay, yeah.
Not Ben Grieve. He was a first baseman.
Okay.
Who played
John Jaha.
No.
Wow.
I consider him. I feel like I've never actually used him, but I've always thought of him.
Billy went into follow away mode.
I did. I stepped back behind the line.
Walk off.
Nick Younged it.
I stepped back behind the line. Didn't let it fly, but stepped back behind the line.
Got it. All right. Toes were behind the line.
Yeah.
This guy burned kind of hot.
Yeah.
He played for the Dodgers, Cubs, and Marlins.
Eric Karros.
No.
Ooh. Eric. But yeah, that was a big move for
move
Eric.
For Eric.
Yeah.
Well, I just was curious. His name's not Eric. His name is not Eric.
All right, well, that was a big move for not being
Eric. I don't know why.
I'm sorry, one more time. Dodgers, Marlins, who?
Dodgers, Marlins, Cubs.
Oh, we have had this guy before. Is it Derek Lee?
Phew, no.
Oh.
I'm like,
Lee?
It's not Carlos Lee. It's not none of the Lees. None of the Lees.
Ryan Sandberg.
It's not Ryan Sandberg.
Who did he participate in the Home Run Derby with?
Great question. He was in the 2005 Home Run Derby at Comerica Park representing the Dodgers. He failed to make it out of the first round. He hit five taters. It was the same year Jason Bay hit zero taters and the year Bobby Abreu won it. David Ortiz finished third or tied for second that year.
Bob Abreu took it home.
Third, excuse me.
Bob Abreu took it home. Jason Bay, goose egg.
Goose egg.
This man was the first baseman for the Dodgers in 2005. Yeah. It was not Eric Karros. I'm surprised.
It was Aramis Ramirez.
It was who? Not Aramis Ramirez.
Good one.
Good one is right. I think this guy just played first base.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, he, but again, burned hot. I haven't given you the years yet. This might give it away.
Yep, let's hear it.
Debuted 2002. All done after 2005.
2002 with whom?
Cubs.
Cubs. So
three different teams, 3 years.
Cubs, Marlins, Dodgers. His last year in the majors, he only hit 15 home runs, but for some reason was invited to be in the Home Run Derby.
Nickname?
Text line has it, by the way.
Okay. I'm about to cheat and look. I'm going to throw one more guess that I guarantee is wrong.
See what the nickname is.
Yeah, it gives
nothing.
Nothing?
No, he's got a cool name. He doesn't need a nickname.
Not Jeff Conine.
Oh, he hits lefty, if you're curious, and he also throws lefty.
I've been waiting for that. Okay. Jeff Conine? It's not Jeff Conine. I'm looking. He stopped Choi?
He got it!
Oh, wow.
We done him before, guys? No. Have we done he stopped Choi before, guys?
I think he had a better run than we
did. I mean, I'm going to tell you. Like 4 years in the majors?
Yeah,
I did
like
not
it.
Expect
we've had,
that.
I think we've had G-Man Choi before, but we haven't had this
I'm going to tell you right
he
now.
He stopped Choi.
I saw he stopped Choi five different times on the text line and still didn't think I knew what it was.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I wasn't getting that one.
Yeah, he was in
Google it.
The 05. This is the 20-year anniversary from when he participated in the Home Run Derby. Like, congratulations to Hesop Troy.
Are they going to play a video tonight?
Text line also guessed
yes,
Jeff Conine.
Yes, they should.
Text line also Conine. Guessed Jeff Conine. I knew
Have we used
Jeff
Conine before?
No, I threw that name out there. I was pretty sure it wasn't him, but I threw that name out there. Okay. Hesop Choi. A Derby participant, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And a random baseball player of the day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. You can dial them up. 617-779-7937. Yeah, got heart. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Ooh, this song reminds me the Tony Hawk 3 and 4 remaster just came out. Just bought that this weekend. So basically they took the old Tony Hawk video games, which were great, and they remastered 1 and 2, and they released that for all like the consoles now, like PS4, PS5, whatever. And so they just did that with 3 and 4.
Nice.
So it's really just nostalgic. And it's a little bit cheaper than like a normal game. But man, what a time.
Same music?
Oh,
same everything?
Or they're not $70?
No, this was, I think, $50.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Buying opportunity.
So I don't think it's all the same music. I think some people have complained. I don't know if it's all the same music, but it's a lot of the same music. But it's a lot of the same, you know, skateboarders and all the same levels. So it's very, very nostalgic.
Nice.
But anyway, Jones, forget enough about that. It's time now for the clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, it's the clip of the day. I'm glad you asked. And today it was a Dork Minute. Earlier today, on Mondays, we've been in Dork Minute, sort of what I watched over the weekend. And the number one movie in the box office was none other than Superman. Here are my thoughts on that. I saw three superheroes this week, Jones. Lionel Messi, Garrett Crochet, and Superman. I need one more for a Mount Rushmore Monday.
It's kind of a shot at your dad. I thought you saw your dad.
And my dad, yes, the big four.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
83% of the critics on Rotten Tees give it a thumbs up. 93% from the audience.
That's our number.
That's our number.
That's
we're the people.
Yeah, we're with the people.
The people's reviewers.
Yes.
I would be one of those 93%. This movie was excellent. And I'll tell you, I was one of those ones that saw the trailer, saw the first couple of trailers, and said, I don't know, like, we'll see. But I trusted James Gunn. If you're a dog fan, Crypto.
Superdog?
Superdog, yeah.
Bounty Hunter?
What was it?
No, not Dog the Bounty Hunter. No, he's not in it, sadly. There are some cameos, but not by Dog the Bounty Hunter.
And no Bev.
Or Bev.
Okay.
Are they either one of
us? I don't believe
us?
Dog is with us. I'm not sure about Bev. Wouldn't be surprised.
Beth passed away. Dog's still with us.
Oh, I got it backwards.
Flipped it on you.
Wow.
How about that?
It was Bev or Beth?
Beth.
Beth.
I thought it was Bev.
No.
But this apologies to Beth up there.
Good summer movie. I would say for me right now, Sinners remains the number one movie of 2025 that may be impossible to catch. But this is right up there. I'm going to go 5.5 out of 6. Not a full 6.
5.5
yeah,
out
yeah.
of 6?
Yeah, buddy. Right now, Beth is arresting criminals in the sky.
Yeah. Hey, apologies.
You were all over the place on that.
Shout out, Beth.
Yeah. You come for the Superman review, but you stay for the Dog the Bounty Hunter
misinformation. Yeah. That's exactly what you stay for. Well, we got WEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock.
Bev?
Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp for just $14.99. You got to love the Nines. Hart, I know you love Superman as well, right?
I did. I would be with Rich Keefe. We do we rank movies on Big Johnsons afternoon program.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and I think I'd probably go 4.5 Big Johnsons. It wasn't perfect, so I can't go a full 5.
Yeah, that's why I held off on the perfect
score. But loved
it. There are better movies this year. There are better movies that are comic book movies, but it was really good.
But it's in, I think, probably my top 5 comic book movies at this point.
Okay.
Now, I am a Superman guy.
Yes.
Loved the original Superman, so that was kind of in my, formative years as a little fat Andy. And, I went in with low expectations.
Yeah, that
if
helps.
I'm just being honest, because,
that
like
helps.
You said, the trailers didn't hook me.
No.
Whoever made the trailers should be fired.
I know.
Because the trailers didn't work. Mm-hmm. I went to see it because I wanted to see a Superman movie, not because the trailer made me want to see it. Now, word of mouth will probably make them a lot of money because it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Except for the, and I think you mentioned this, so not a spoiler thing, the post credits, like,
oh, you
I watched them, but I was like, did I need to watch those?
You didn't really. It wasn't like Marvel's been all over the map with theirs, too. Some are like, oh, my God. You're like, so thank God I stayed for this. It's like the best part of the movie. Other times it's just extra stuff. Yeah.
But, so Superman's great. The Red Sox are great. Everybody's rolling, baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you'll get a lot of positivity on the Red Sox today because no Ted Johnson. We'll talk to him tomorrow. And he's been a bit of the wet blanket from 2 to 6 on the Red Sox.
Boo. Boo, Ted.
He needs a little extra time to prepare his negativity because I don't know how you can be negative about a team that is playing as well as they are playing right now. And
seriously.
I'm buying in. I heard you guys talk about
it. Yeah, we're all the way in.
The ceiling on this team is win the World Series.
Yep.
Like, when I look at this team, I say, you have an ace, you have a closer, and you have a good clubhouse, hot lineup, whatever you want to kind of package the rest of the team as, and a manager who has done this before. Why not? Do I think they're the favorite? Nope.
No, doesn't mean they can't.
But if you go into a series and Garrett Crochet pitches like he can, and, you know, goes 8 scoreless innings. He hands it to Chapman. He closes out the other team.
You're up
1-0.
That's right.
Now I just need to steal one somewhere where we get a hot night because Anthony and the boys are feeling, you know, dangerous as young athletes.
They were feeling dangerous the other night. You see those guys?
Is it me or did Anthony not look as interested? I feel like that was a Meyer date where Anthony is the wingman.
That's
and he's
fine.
Like, how long are you going over there?
Because
I need to get the hell out of here. This girl is boring me to death.
That's a good friend. You hear Keith's double date theory for those two?
What is it?
Anthony's just making sure Meyer's not with his sister. He's like, yeah, whatever you need, dude, as long as somebody else.
Yeah, we're going out of the town.
That's probably a wise move after how quickly he came over that that first night. But, yeah, I saw a disinterested Roman Anthony in that clip.
You might be right. I mean, it's tough. It's like a quick
shot.
I'm making a massive leap in judgment based on a little grainy clip
from some phone far away.
But for those guys.
That was my takeaway.
Okay.
We'll get into that. We'll talk some. We'll continue with 4 o'clock football, where we talk some football. We're going to look at the Patriots' most competitive positions. Top of your head. Quick, go. Most competitive Patriots position
corner.
Is? Corner. Interesting.
Running back.
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver is competitive. It's not good. But I guess
I didn't say good.
I thought receiver, too.
I guess I understand that
point. I didn't say good. I said competitive.
I'll say
you can have a bunch of bums.
Yeah, they could be all bad.
Very
competitive. No, I'll say running back.
Okay. Interesting. So you like Travion Henderson?
I do. If Joe Milton were still here, quarterback.
Well, we made sure that wasn't competitive. We had to, grease the skids, pave the runway, or whatever it was for Drake to be happy.
We'll stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ball. We're back tomorrow with a Tier Tuesday. I believe it's the return of a Tom E. Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Tom E. Curran, High Noon. And we got a Key for Madness for you. All that tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
WEEI. WEEI. New England Sports Original.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.